Good afternoon, everyone. Got a quiet crowd today, it sounds like. Steve here. I'm going to be subbing in for Kurt, who is off training a company today. And we'll certainly be willing to take your questions and cover any other topics that you want to ask about. You know, if we have a small group, then take advantage. Go after it. Ask whatever you want. And we'd certainly be happy to cover it for you. I am going to punch in a few more codes, and we'll get started here. Hang tight. Okay, perfect. Well, we are going to talk about something that's pretty important today. We like to cycle through it every couple of months or so to keep it fresh in your mind, because it really is a big deal. You know, as Kurt talks about the 12 laws of persuasion and all those scientific methods that you can use to persuade and influence somebody, there's a paradigm, if you will, that we need to see that kind of stuff through. And what I would call it is personality types or personality persuasions, because each kind of personality type is going to react differently to the laws of persuasion, and you're going to need to tweak those laws when you apply them to these types. So it's pretty important, and it's a pretty diverse science too. You know, if you were going to go down to Barnes & Noble and pick out a book on personality types, you're going to see a bunch of them. Some of them have as many as 36 different personality types in there. So it's definitely come a long way in the last 20 years. I'll tell you this, though. I don't know about you guys, but if I'm working with somebody and trying to persuade them, I don't know that I have the mental horsepower to run through 36 personality types and diagnose, you know, what percentage of which one that they are. So a lot of people have made some effort in the last couple of years to distill these down into more simpler types and more like personality areas, I would say. And one of the people that's been most successful at that is a professor named Dr. Taylor Hartman. And he wrote a book called The Color Code. The book was originally written to help people in their personal relationships, marriages, and friends and family and such. But recently, Kurt and myself have really been tweaking some of his research to apply to the persuasion process, because it's all about how we take in information. We all take in information through a variety of methods, and we have certain methods that we prefer more than others. And so if somebody's trying to persuade you and they're using a method that you don't like or don't agree with, it doesn't matter how logical or persuasive your method is. If it's not in the way that they like to and are accustomed to hearing and processing information, you're probably not going to succeed at persuading them. So that's what we're going to address today. We're going to talk about the four personality types, how to identify them, some of their main characteristics, and how to deal with them. So you can call them any variety of things, and I like to just call them different colors. That way it's easier for you to remember and to use on the fly. And it'll certainly help in any of the future calls if you have a question about a prospect. Let us know what kind of personality type they are, because that's definitely going to affect the type of advice that you're given. Okay? So if you've got a piece of paper in front of you, if you're taking notes on a computer or something, I want you to write down red, blue, yellow, and white. And leave some space so that you can make some notes under those. Red, blue, yellow, and white. They all have different characteristics. They all have what I call as a principal craving, something that they have to have fulfilled before they're going to give you the time of day. If you don't fulfill this thing, they're not going to want to listen to you. They're not going to want to be persuaded by you. Okay, so let's start with the reds. The reds' main craving is control. Once they feel a situation is out of control, they're going to buck. They're going to want to run away from you. They're not going to want to be talking to you at all. And some of the dominant characteristics that they have, they're aggressive. They're leaders. Sometimes they can be a little abrasive or insensitive. all these personality types have, you know, different strengths and weaknesses. So they're abrasive and insensitive sometimes, but they really know how to take control and make things happen too. They're going to be, you know, for their professions, they're going to be things like lawyers, police officers, military, CEOs, entrepreneurs, people that are in control. That's the kind of environment that they thrive in and that they feel most comfortable in. And they'll drive cars that are, I don't want to say flashy, but I'll say solid. You know, they'll have the black BMW or the really solid truck, something that says, I'm the boss. If you go into a Red's office, it's going to look slightly cluttered, but bare at the same time, if that makes any sense. They're not going to have a bunch of pictures on the wall and mementos. They're there to work, right? So look for that kind of stuff. It'll be slightly cluttered, but they've got their system. There may not be any chairs in there for you to sit down on because they don't want you to. They got work to do. It's not a place to come and sit down and socialize. Okay, let's talk about the Blues. The Blues want more than anything to be right. They want to make the right decision. They want to sit down and do their research and figure out what's best. Making decisions based just on control or on impulse drives them crazy. You'll short out a Blues brain if you make them do that. They're very detail-oriented. They're very analytical. They want to pore over the numbers. The kinds of professions that they're going to be in, they'll be engineers, technical analysts, scientists, researchers, a lot of those different kinds of things, software developers maybe. Something where they can look at data and punch in numbers and make things run the right way, at least according to them, okay? They'll drive economical cars. You know, an engineer that's blue will drive a small pickup. They'll drive the Honda Accord, the Priuses, you know, those things that are a lot more economical. They're not going to drive any more car than is necessary to get the job done. Their office is going to be very tidy and very organized. Everywhere has its place. And just like the Reds, the Blues have some very good qualities and some bad ones, too. Like I said, they're not going to make decisions too quickly. They'll make them based on information. They'll tend to make the most efficient decision. On the flip side, though, sometimes they won't make a decision. They're just going to want to do research forever. They get that whole paralysis by analysis thing going. And they tend to not be super great with people. So you need to watch for that, too. So once you start rushing a Blue or making them feel like they're doing something that's not logical, that's when you lose them. Yellow personalities are very opposite the Blues. And even in some cases the Red. They're outgoing. Their dominant characteristic is that they're social. And they crave validation. They want you to listen to their great story that they're telling or tell them how great they are. They're advertisers, salespeople, promoters, entertainers, actors. Those are your yellows. They like the spotlight. They like being on the front line. Their office is going to look like a hurricane hit, that's for sure. And they'll have pictures of everything that they've ever done all around. It's going to look very disorganized to somebody that's not a yellow. Another yellow could walk in there and not even notice. But the blue or red would go in there and it would drive them a little bit nuts. And they'll drive the flashy cars, the real big trucks, the real bright colors, the real fast ones. Right? That's what you want to watch for on your yellows. So make sure they feel validated and listened to before you try to move forward with them and persuade them to do something. Your white personalities can be a little trickier to identify. because they tend to blend in. They tend to try to be what they think you want them to be. They're the people pleasers, right? They're accommodators. They want everything to run smoothly. They want the status quo to be enforced. They don't like confrontation. They're going to try to avoid that like crazy. So don't get confrontational with whites. But at the same time, you take a little bit of control, because remember, they want to go along with things. They don't want to upset the apple cart. And they're going to be school teachers, nurses, those kinds of things, social workers. Those tend to be white personalities. Their office is going to be very comfortable. There could be a couch in there. They'll offer you a drink. They want you to feel comfortable. That's what they're used to doing. And just like every other personality, they have their strengths and their weaknesses. They're good at making people feel welcome and keeping things running smoothly. They're not so good at making tough decisions or telling it like it is. You know, and there's obviously a time and a place for those kinds of things. So that's what you want to watch for. That's how you can identify these different personalities, is look for those different characteristics, watch for them. And I'll give you some quick pointers here before we finish up. And feel free, absolutely, to jump in with questions if you have them. If not, then we'll be done pretty quick here tonight. But on your reds, like I said, give them control. Things like, does that sound good to you, Mr. Prospect? Or, let's just take a quick minute so we don't chew too much into your day. Won't take more than 2 minutes to discuss this. Those kinds of things give the red a little bit of assurance as to what's going to be happening, so they don't feel like they're losing control, when in reality, you're the one that has it. On the blues, I like to use controlled boundaries. Blues are always going to want to think about it. And it's tough to fight that. If you don't let them think about it, then they're not gonna do it. They're not gonna be a sale for you. Okay? So use the controlled boundaries. I understand that. How much time do you need to think about it? Oh, I need why don't you give me till the end of the week? Well, I've got a few deadlines. How about we follow up on Thursday? Would that work for you? You push that deadline that they want to have a little bit. Don't give them everything that they want. You give them an inch, they're going to take a foot. Okay? And give them resources, independent resources that they can go to analyze and make a good decision with, so that they feel like they've done the right thing. And on your yellows, make sure first and foremost you've got plenty of time. You want to have plenty of time to talk to these guys, because they're going to use it. And you have to give them some boundaries, too. You know, if you know you're going into an appointment with a yellow personality and you've got stuff going later on in that day, it's good to let them know up front so that when you have to cut the conversation short, it doesn't hurt their feelings. You know, Bob, I've got a few appointments later today, but I wanted to take a minute with you and chat real quick. What's going on? And if Bob gets too out of control and talking too much, you can let him know, you know what, I really got to jump on that appointment here in a couple of minutes. Which reminds me, I don't think I understood your answer on such and such. That's a good way to keep him on track to get him back in the game. On your whites, one really important thing that you really got to do is make sure that there aren't any other decision makers behind the curtain that are really pulling the strings here. Because whites will tell you whatever you want to hear, and they'll go behind the curtain and ask that guy what he wants to do, and if things differ too much, they're just going to disappear on you, because they don't want to have to tell you no. They can't. It's impossible for them to do. So that's a pretty quick summary on personality types. Does anybody have any questions for me? Okay, fair enough. You guys, if you do have questions, save them up for next week, and we can discuss it then. But until then, have a good evening. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm trying to decide which color I might be, and I see the the rainbow here, a little bit of each. But you're saying each one of these is dominant in each person, and they have a dominant one, although they would have a fit in each category.
That's a good question, and keep in mind if we were to whittle this down to all of the science that's known on the topic, remember there's 32 personality types. So when I distill it down into four, you're gonna have a little bit of everything in you, but distilled down into four, what we typically see is that there's a dominant personality type in your career as well as in your personal life and relationships. So, you could, for example, I'm red in my career, but I'm a lot more white in my relationships. Does that make sense?
It does. All right, so to apply this in a network marketing scope, you're going to approach someone. Are there certain questions or how? I mean, we went over some of these, but I didn't see that the conversation started. You're going to try and analyze the person you're talking with in, three sentences or less to find out what type you're dealing with. Are there certain catch phrases?
Very good question. And, I gave you some indicators to look at, if you're meeting them face-to-face. There's some verbal indicators that you can use as well. And I typically like to get two indications before I, start committing fully to a personality type. So let's say I went into somebody's office and it was really messy. The first thing to assume would be, okay, this guy's probably a yellow personality. Right? But who knows? Maybe I'm talking to an accountant in the middle of tax season, and he's got returns and receipts stacked all over the place. And an accountant would certainly be a blue personality, right?
Yeah.
So I would ask him, hey, how you doing today? Did I catch you at a good time? Asking them if you caught them at a good time, how they answer that question is going to indicate a lot to you. A red is probably going to say something like, yeah, go ahead. Or, no, we've got to do this later. Right? A blue may say, well, I've got a 1:30 appointment, but I could talk to you for the next couple of minutes. What's up? They'll tell you and then give you the reason. Right?
Okay.
Because they want to be right. The yellow is probably, it's probably always going to be a good time. Yeah, what's up? And they're going to be in the middle of three things and saying hi to somebody on their cell phone while they tell you that. Right?
And then
the white is always going to be a good time, too. That's a challenge. So you're going to have to look for some other cues, meaning are they in a leadership role? Can they really make a decision? Are they already trying to palm this off on somebody else? Right? There's a couple of others if you would like to hear them real quickly.
Sure.
One thing that I like to pay attention to is when you call somebody and you get their voicemail, a lot of times somebody will record their voicemail according to their personality pattern. So if you call me, my voicemail is going to say, "Hi, this is Steve. I'm not in. Leave a message." Pretty to the point, nothing much else to say, right?
Yeah.
If you call the blue, they'd say, "Hi, you've reached Bill's voicemail. I'm not in right now. Leave me a message with your name, number, and the best time to call you back, and I'll do so as soon as possible." So Bill the blue gave you a big instruction sheet along with his voicemail, right?
Yeah, okay.
Now, you've got a yellow. It's going to be very outgoing. "Hi, this is Susie. I'm out conquering the world. Leave me a message, and I'll call you back as soon as I can. Make it a great day."
All
got
right.
Some fluff in there. Now, you got to realize this is a red explaining this to you, so you're going to have to see through my lens, okay? I would call it fluff. Another yellow wouldn't call it that. That's pleasant conversation. That's what real people do. You cold, heartless red, right? So a white, you're going to look for some inherently apologetic language. Hi, this is Susie. I'm sorry I missed your call. Please leave me a message and I'll try my very best to call you as soon as I can. They know they missed the call, and that's potentially disappointing to you, so they're already apologizing and trying to make it right, and they haven't even talked to you yet. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Identify. Yeah. I'm not a white. I don't think I'm a white, but I do that. I'm sorry to miss your call because you're just trying to be nice.
Yeah, you're just trying to be nice. You could have a little bit of a white streak in you, but not enough to make a huge difference, you know. So the point is what you have to realize here is you're going to persuade others like you like to be persuaded. You're going to persuade them in your personality language. You've got to switch over. You've got to become, I guess, quadlingual.
Okay, yeah, I was about to say, that's why we're taking this to learn how not to do the other approaches, because what we've been doing isn't working.
Exactly. That's why you're taking this. That's why you're listening. And so start paying attention to what personality type your prospects are, and do your best to mold the laws of persuasion and your other techniques to that person. And it's going to be a lot more effective for you.
With the blues, so they crave being right, or they're analytical and they can research forever. Can you go over that again on how to cut that off? Because that's not a decision maker. That's not a decision maker. They're not going to, you know, come to a conclusion quickly. There's always something else they can analyze.
And yeah, exactly.
How to turn that back in your direction?
Exactly. Well, what you have to do is you have to bracket them. Okay? There's two things that they're looking for. They're looking for details and time. They feel like if they're given enough details and enough time, they can reach the right conclusion. So you have to establish up front, okay, how many details and how much time? And come to an agreement with them on that, so that once that is passed or once you've got to that point, they can't keep throwing out that excuse. Right? So if you're pitching them on an MLM and you of course want them to sign up because of the urgency factor, they say, well, this really sounds good. I need to do a little bit of research. And you say, I can understand that, Bill. And I can probably help, you know, because I've been on your side of the fence before. What kind of research or what kind of information are you looking for? How can I help? Well, you know, I'd like to see some of the studies on the antioxidants. So, yeah, I can provide you with some of those from third parties. Is there anything else that you'd like to have a look at? Well, no, I think, you know, the business model really makes a lot of sense, and if I knew that there was some independent verification on these antioxidants and what they're going to be doing, I could probably get behind this. So I can understand that, and we don't want to go deciding too quickly now. You take it away from them a little there. So I'll send these over to you and tell you what. Do you think 48 hours would give you enough time to chew on this and digest it? Yeah, it would. Okay, then I'll give you a call in 48 hours. We'll mop up your remaining questions, and if you feel good about it at that point, let's move forward. If you're still unsure, then we'll just probably have to get together another time in the future when you're a little more ready to go.
Are the Blues the one you said they have a nice, neat office, everything has its place?
Yes.
Okay, and the Reds, you said neat office, but they don't have a whole lot of stuff in there, but it's organized.
Yeah, it's somewhat organized, but there's not going to be a lot of stuff. There could be a picture of the big elk that they shot on the hunt. You know, they got to brag about their latest trophy.
Yellows are messy, and then what did you say about whites? What was the
office? Whites are accommodating. Going to be some comfy chairs, a bowl of mints. Maybe they'll offer you a drink.
All right, so the hard part is just being able to identify these or these type of things quickly.
Yep, Yep, and sometimes, you know, you'll meet somebody and you'll go, well, I'm not exactly sure which one it is, but it's one of these two. You know, and you start working within that side of the personality chart. And, you know, as you get to talk with them a little bit more, you'll get more familiar with what kind of personality style they have. And, you know, the decision's not always going to be made in 30 seconds or even 3 minutes.
All right. Well, I didn't mean to dominate the questions. Anyone else is in there?
Yeah, well, you know, speak now or forever hold your peace, right? So you've got your questions. If anybody else has them, fire away. If not, we're going to call it a night.
All right. Well, I think I'm done. Appreciate the extra time.
Hey, no problem. I wish everybody the best, and we'll talk to you next week. Feel free to bring your questions then. Bye-bye.